Hello, I'm Simon Wakeling, and welcome to this month's edition of Six Radio on 2MCE, the show that explores the world of libraries and archives in Australia. In today's programme, we're going to focus on a topic that's becoming increasingly important in Australia, social workers in libraries. Some of my esteemed colleagues here at CSU, all members of the Social Work in Libraries Research Group, met recently to discuss the phenomenon, and in this show we'll be bringing you their conversation. So, without further ado, let's meet our contributors.
Hi, I'm Jane Garner. I'm with the School of Information and Communication Studies.
I'm Karen Bell, and I'm from the School of Social Work and Arts.
Hi, I'm Casey Garrison. I'm with the School of Information and Communication Studies.
Hi, I'm Sabine Wardle. I am from Charlestown University School of Social Work and Arts.
Jane Garner kicked off the discussion.
So today we're going to be having a conversation about public libraries and the role of social workers. And as part of this conversation, we've got four academics here in the room, and we're all experts in some element of this topic. So Casey Garrison and myself, Jane Garner, are public library experts in the sense that we're academics that study how libraries work and how they're being used. And Karen Bell and Sabine Wardle are both social work academics who can bring the other side of the story, which is what social workers have to offer in public libraries. So the reason we're having this conversation is really because we have been noticing that a lot of libraries in Australia are starting to hire social workers. And the reason they're doing this is because it's in response to some of the behaviours and needs of some of the users that are coming into public libraries. And these needs are often really based around social service needs. And these are needs that library staff haven't had experience in. And it's also something we don't really train our graduates in how to look after the psychosocial needs of our library visitors. And so what we're seeing in public libraries is often people are coming in from employment agencies or from Centrelink who are being told to, you know, go down to the library and they'll help you fill out your application forms. Or we're seeing people who are being told by their bank, we can't help you reset your password, you'll have to go into the public library and they'll do that for you. And this is sort of this element of cost shifting and moving people from one service to another, and public libraries are starting to pick up that sort of work. With those sort of needs is often coming people's behaviours that can be really challenging for library workers and library users. Sometimes we're seeing quite aggressive patrons. Sometimes we're seeing people with really obviously having some sort of a mental health episode with very difficult and challenging behaviours. And library staff are often not well placed to deal with that. So one of the things that they've been trying to do is to look at how social workers can help with managing people with these sort of needs and also supporting staff who are working with these customers. So I'm thinking like it might be really good to hear from Sabine and Karen about why libraries are using social workers to try and fill this gap. What is it about social workers that was useful to public libraries that in these sort of situations that they're facing?
Sabine, I'm sure, can add to this as well, but maybe just to start by broadly describing what social workers do. And social work is one of those professions that's very broad in its focus, and we tend to pop up in all sorts of fields of practice and contexts of practice because we have a skill set that's so broad. We train social workers to work with individuals in sort of traditional clinical or counselling sorts of ways. We also have skills in working with groups and therapeutic, as well as in terms of research, in terms of community development and those sorts of more collective focuses. And we also have skills in working at organisational levels and at policy and research levels. So we go across right from that micro level through to the meso level, through to the macro level in terms of the broad social work domain. So again, we do tend to pop up in all sorts of contexts. And I think that's in part why we can contribute to what would be regarded as a non-traditional setting for social workers in public libraries, and to work mainly in that community level and that group level, I think, too, and the organisational level in public libraries. And I guess, too, with that emphasis on information provision for library users with various needs, and to really complement what public libraries are so good at doing within their communities at that ground level, is to work with people around their information needs, but again, for social workers to come in as complementary to that information giving sort of role that public libraries excel in. Sabine, did you want to add anything there?
Thank you, Karen. I absolutely agree with how you describe social workers' role at micro, macro and meso level, Karen. And in terms of libraries, we consistently find that libraries to be central to the communities. And for that reason, library staff members are often more keenly aware of their community's emerging needs than other public entities might be. So many library users have multiple needs, and many of which require specialized training to adequately address those needs. And any given library is faced with hundreds of patrons or library users needing assistance on an everyday basis, as Jane has rightly said. So the problems are made worse by lack of funding and social services. And in many communities, there are limited resources and limited available services, especially when we look at regional remote locations, have not kept up with the need. So placing social workers in libraries make a lot of sense, how Karen has described that the broad range of contribution that can be made by social workers. But librarians are not necessarily trained to handle those particular needs of the community. And many of the issues they now encounter in public libraries, such as resources for homelessness or substance abuse and mental health issues. So some libraries have started to engage with social workers to help address patrons or service users in their social service needs. And when we look at Australia, it's emerging trend, but we see a lot more in other countries like the US and Canada. So in a way, the challenges that library users are dealing with are increasingly beyond the scope of what most librarians are not necessarily trained, as I said, or to handle, and that's where social workers can fill in the gaps.
I think another important aspect of public libraries is that they're often regarded as community hubs and as safe places for people in all sorts of contexts and experiencing all sorts of things. And as such, I think that safety and accessibility of the public library is another key factor that can really unite librarian practice as well as social work practice in both professions have that aim to serve communities and also have professional values around social justice and making a positive difference in communities. And I think they're really solid and strong uniting factors that the two professions share. And again, just that safe space, that accessible space that public libraries provide people, especially in times of crisis or especially people who may be resource poor at particular times in their lives.
Yeah, I think they're really good points. And certainly when I'm spending time out in public libraries, which I'm doing a lot of at the moment, we're seeing all sorts of people coming in and, you know, the lights are on and the doors open, and that's not a very common situation for a lot of people who are particularly vulnerable or under-resourced. But it's interesting that people are coming into the libraries looking for information, as they do, but often those information needs relate to really sort of social issues and social justice issues, like people coming in saying, I want to be put on the housing list. How do I do that? Or I really need to have a shower. Where is the nearest place where I can go and have a shower, or somewhere I can go and wash my clothes? And that's where the sort of the movement comes between library works, of traditional library work about connecting people with resources, to the sort of the social work side of it, where in talking with public library staff, they say to me, these are ones who have got a social worker on staff. They say, it's so nice for us to have a social worker on staff because I'm no longer a dead end. When people say to me, I want to go on a housing list, can you help me do that? I don't have to say, I have no idea, I don't know how to do that, I'm really sorry, that's not something that I can help you with. Now I can say, here's a social worker and she can sit down with you right now and get you on a housing list. And it's been a really fantastic and positive move for a lot of public library staff to have that social worker there. Not only are they working directly with clients as they're coming in with sort of really high and complex needs, they're also doing really cool stuff like educating library staff on how to talk with people differently, or how to approach people who are experiencing some sort of a mental health issue, or who are displaying some really quite challenging behaviours, how to perhaps de-escalate that, how to manage that, and also how to manage themselves during those situations. So there's all sorts of ways that social workers are being really helpful in public libraries that I'm hearing about. Sabine and Karen, is de-escalation a method that you teach students, social work students? Is that something that social workers all know how to do?
I think it probably varies across different social work courses, and there'd certainly be specialised, short courses and professional development opportunities for graduate social workers, or, in-service training and that sort of thing, as probably there would be for librarians too. We do have elements of that in our core communication skills modules that students work through, across their social work degrees. And I guess embedded in those core communication skills, there are some elements of de-escalation and some, questioning strategies and approaches to that interpersonal communication and micro skills that we teach our students. I was actually thinking, as Sabine was talking and then as you were talking as well, Jane, about that is another aspect of what social workers offer public libraries, is working with staff around those professional development needs. And it may not be that, the individual social worker provides all those training sessions by any means, but it could be that they're the conduit to make linkages with other, resources, et cetera, to build up skills that the librarians may think that they benefit from. So working again at that organisational level with librarians about what they need to do their jobs as they'd like to be doing them, and also in terms of social work at that community level, I'm also thinking there's a lot of potential for social workers in public libraries to also work in a kind of an outreach role, and whether that be outreach to isolated communities, as libraries do a lot of that as well with their mobile library services and agile library services, but also outreach in terms to, mapping local community resources and building up resource files for not only the social worker to use, but also their colleague librarians to use as well. So there's a lot of mutuality, I think, in how social workers and librarians can work together, again, with that focus on information provision and resource finding and just really empowering people with knowledge and information to address whatever needs they're coming into the library with that relate to that broader psychosocial needs.
One of the things we're increasingly seeing in libraries is aggressive and challenging behaviours from patrons who have come into the library. often damaging property and threatening other people, including library staff. And one of the things that we've been looking at is this idea of trauma-informed librarianship, which is something that we've been learning a bit about from the US and some of the scholars who are working there. One of the things we've been really lucky to have recently is a visit from a scholar from the United States, and she was talking to us about social workers in libraries, and not just public libraries, also looking at academic libraries in universities. And our universities and our public libraries are seeing increasing amounts of challenging behaviours and challenging needs. Casey, is there anything you can add about what those needs might be presenting as in a school library?
Yeah, in a school library sense, as other people have been saying, there's lots of research about how school libraries are seen as a safe place, and they're supporting students in their own, their health and well-being, their mental health and well-being. So especially during COVID, libraries became a place where people could go and students could go to find resources and find books that might reflect their own experience or talk to someone who has an open ear. So the librarian, and in public libraries, I'm sure they can relate to this as well. They often are just talking to people or just being someone that will listen. So there's been some research around how libraries and school libraries in particular are supporting the well-being needs of students. And that might be through their collection. So offering a diverse range of books for kids to read that reflect maybe some ways that they're feeling. So they might have characters that are sorting out mental health issues, or they might be about something totally unrelated to mental health issues, but a character is maybe dealing with some of those things on the side of the story. So yeah, I think collections of books are a good way that school libraries can help support these needs for youth.
Yeah, I think that's very true also of public libraries, particularly also with the idea of a space being safe and non-judgmental. And I think libraries do that extremely well. And that is perhaps why we are seeing an increase in behaviours that are quite challenging, or people who do have really high needs coming into our public libraries. Sabine and Karen, have you got anything you can share about what's going on overseas with public libraries and social workers? Because I know it's a pretty common practice, particularly in the United States.
So I'm aware of some initiatives. I'm thinking of India at the moment, and I'm aware of an initiative to really increase student social work placements in libraries, and working again very much at that grassroots level with local libraries as community hubs for people, and working in partnership between or building partnerships between universities that have social work students, as well as local libraries that are working in very tailored ways with their local communities around those local community needs. So I find that's an interesting area. And I think just through our connections with other social work in library practitioners from the States, you know, we're aware of a lot of really innovative homelessness initiatives, a lot of mental health initiatives that are being implemented. And I guess the COVID, everyone's experience of COVID and the various effects that had on communities and people's resources and capacities, that I think has led to some innovative approaches and heightened some needs within communities, as well as people who were already perhaps resource poor were, you know, really pushed to their limits because of the pandemic situation, that the post-pandemic recovery, I think, has made a lot of communities have to really come up with some innovative ways to work with people who are really finding it all the more challenging now just to survive in a decent sort of way. So, again, around homelessness, perhaps mental health experiences, et cetera. So, I think there's a whole range of really exciting initiatives that are happening out there and a lot of interest. I think we have all seen with anything that's being promoted around social work in libraries, there seems to be a great amount of interest, and that's again in those Northern American locations, but also New Zealand and Japan and India, and I think we've had some interest from Finland and all sorts of locations as well. And this, I think, also some interesting work happening in the United Kingdom, again, around those common themes, I think, around the psychosocial needs, but particularly the housing, you know, precarious housing and homelessness. Also newly released prisoners, and again, the mental health challenges, they seem to be really common areas where social workers and libraries are starting to work more in partnership. Sabine, do you have any other examples you might be able to share?
Yes, thank you, Karen. Yes, there are various aspects that social workers have been involved and continue to get involved in public libraries in various countries. As Karen mentioned, that one of the areas I have been exploring and reading about and the good examples from the US are making public libraries more dementia friendly and making public libraries more inclusive for people who are experiencing dementia or and their carers, to make it more friendly and inclusive space. So that's a great example that, and you know, we can take some inspiration from and apply and see how we can do better in public libraries in Australia, and also making public libraries more friendly in terms of people with disabilities and having quieter hours during the business hours of public libraries. And of course, I'm very much interested in social work student placements, and I've got this great inspiration from the models that exist in the US to, and it's also to fill the gap in between while public libraries are trying to find relevant resources, appropriate resources to engage with a full-time social worker. But if the resources are a barrier, then in the interim that we see that having social work student placements are a good model to have, and to also pilot some programs to see if it's suitable for that public library at the local level or not. And also not only examples, I think we, from these examples and models to work together with social workers, we need to clarify some common challenges that various public libraries that we see overseas have been experiencing, rather than reinventing the wheel as we design a new partnership between social workers and public libraries. And you know, we find that this is a new model, and it's an emerging model of working for working two disciplines together. And what we can try and understand experiences of various libraries and the successful models of practice and attempt to navigate these common challenges. And there are benefits of interdisciplinary, cross-disciplinary partnerships, however, from overseas examples, we can learn about the potential obstacles both public librarians and social workers face when joining forces.
I'm also thinking, as you're speaking, Sabine, around all projects that you've led, in fact, around multicultural access and engagement in local libraries again, I know that you've led a really interesting project there. And also one of the student placements that, again, you were instrumental in facilitating, there were some really innovative things that that student did around community outreach and language cafe involvement and mini resource fairs and things that may, some of those may have been activities that the library was already engaged in, but just adding that, I guess, the extra layer with social work in partnership with the librarians and those programs, I guess, diversified the programs a little bit. But I don't know whether you wanted to add anything there about those multicultural examples.
Yeah, thank you, Karen. That I would elaborate a little bit more about one of the pilot programs that we have. We started in September 2021, having Charles Sturt University's social work students placed at the local regional library, which was a great success, which is still a great success. And we continue to partner with our local public library, but also looking at expanding the program to other regional public libraries. So our students were engaged, as we have mentioned, the social workers can do engage at micro, macro and meso levels. So we've had two successful social work student placements so far. And again, they were very much engaged at all these three levels in various programs. Students were engaged in their working with the communities, especially with multicultural community in the local town, and connecting communities with local services. That was a weekly mini resource fair that one of our students ran. And other than that, we also initiated an online referral service in the post-COVID world, where communities were keen to connect with the services, but they didn't know, you know, there were restrictions in terms of physically approaching and accessing services. So it was more of an online services to make sure that people can approach and from the comfort of their own home and connect with a social worker. And another model was that one of our social work students did a research project with the library staff and trying to understand staff's needs and how social workers can help in that space. So a bit of need analysis at the local library. So we got a lot of inspiration from the models that exist overseas, but that's what we have initiated at our local level.
I really like that idea of the resource fair. I was up in Darwin a few weeks ago and I was there on the day the library had a resource fair sort of thing where the social worker was actually a community worker, not a social worker, but he does the same sort of work. And he organised for a whole lot of social service providers in the area to come into the library and then advertised it really heavily through lots of the different communities, lots of Indigenous groups and homeless people and all sorts of really interesting groups of people who are coming into the library. And they were doing amazing stuff. Like he had the births, deaths and marriages were there, and people who didn't have a birth certificate or some proof that they were, you know, real according to the documentation that we need, they were printing off birth certificates and things for people and then laminating them so they didn't get destroyed. And so now those people were able to go to Centrelink and apply for benefits, things that they just couldn't do before because they didn't have any proof of who they were. So it was such a nice example of a really practical bringing together of services into the library to really help lots and lots of different groups of people. So it was a really good exercise. Thanks so much, everybody, for talking to us about social workers in libraries. There's obviously a heap going on out there and we've got lots to learn and lots of interesting things coming up in the future for collaborations between social workers and libraries. And it's a really exciting area to be part of.
That's all from us for today. I'll say another big thank you to Jane, Casey, Karen and Sabine and wish them well with their future work in this area. We'll be back next month on 2MCE with another edition of 6 Radio. So until then, happy borrowing.